Welcome to BookSpeak on Indiana Public Radio, a chance for members of our audience to review a book on the air.
I'm David Bradshaw from Anderson, Indiana. When I met my wife 15 years ago, she was a non-television watcher. Of course, I asked her the obvious question, why don't you watch TV? That's when she turned me on, excuse the pun, to the book Four Arguments for the Elimination of Television by former ad man Jerry Mander. I love books that change the way you look at the world, and this book turned my point of view upside down. Mander's four arguments are so original and well thought out that he convinced me to join the ranks of the television lists. In the book, Mander explains that television doesn't exist to entertain or to inform. Its primary purpose is to sell things. Ever wonder why television ads are more compelling than the shows themselves? Advertising tries to convince us that the solution to a problem or the fulfillment of a desire can only be achieved through the purchase of a product. When you watch the boob tube, you aren't seeing the world as it is. You are looking at the world created by advertising. Television programs are put together with the conscious attitude of promoting a consumer society. And why do they call television content programming? Mander contends that television inhibits your ability to think, but it does not lead to freedom of mind, relaxation, or renewal. It leads to a more exhausted mind. You may have time out from prior obsessive thought patterns, but that's as far as television goes. The mind is never empty. The mind is filled. What's worse, it's filled with someone else's obsessive thoughts and images. Time does not permit me to reveal all the arguments he outlines in his persuasive book, but I do hope I've whetted your appetite to pick up a copy, Four Arguments for the Elimination of Television by Jerry Mander, and discover the power of his argument for yourself. I'm David Bradshaw for BookSpeak.
I'm Carl Schaefer from the Ball State University Museum of Art. Naples, Italy is like Brooklyn. It has nice things, but people rarely think to go there. At least not until you've been to Rome, Venice, Milan, Florence, and, well, it's pretty far down the list. It's dense and has a reputation for being rough and corrupt. But American writer Dan Hofstadter has written a love letter to the city titled Falling Palace, A Romance of Naples. Hofstadter barely speaks of Naples' long history as a strategic power. Instead, like John Barrett's Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, he immerses himself in the city's daily goings-on. In Naples, he says, I find myself looking forward to bedtime. Settled in bed, I'm disconcerted at first by the sheer volume, by my feeling of floating helplessly in a tide of half-drowned voices, people calling or quarreling, footfalls mingle with rasping scooters. Once he gives us a feel for the city, he describes its gestural vocabulary. Nose-tapping, for example, signifies something fishy. The upward jerking of the lower jaw indicates refusal. Knowledge of these gestures, he says, is very important in this city full of schemers, blowhards, and aspiring sophisticates who have a uniquely Neapolitan sense of survival. The author introduces us to many of them, like Lucio Corsaro. Naples, according to Mr. Corsaro, is best known for its coffee and for its Christmas nativity scenes. So he invents a rubber, inflatable nativity that can brew coffee from a gizmo under the donkey. These characters all support a sad romance between the author and a 20-something named Benedetta, who I suppose the author sees as a metaphor for the city. She's a working-class girl whose beauty is curtailed by her self-consciousness of living in this second-class city. In the end, like the city itself, she accepts a fate that's less than she deserves. Tourists like me see Naples as a brief interference on the way to Capri or Pompeii. This book makes us think about lingering a little, to eat authentic Neapolitan pizza and witness authentic Italy. I'm Carl Schaefer for BookSpeak.
Support for BookSpeak comes from Toyota and Scion of Muncie and Ivy Tech Community College. Join us again next Wednesday at noon for another edition of BookSpeak.